to be present, we must be intentional. And to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Positive and Ponder. Welcome back to another episode of Positive and Ponder, also a continuation of my new series called Her Story, and I have I have someone you've seen before on my stories, on my videos. It's the Rice and Yeah.
Oh God.
That is your handle.
It is my handle, yes.
But yes, I have my really good friend, Mary Rose, friend of many, many years since we were very young. And I'm so excited to have her here today. But if you are new here, this is a podcast where we talk about everything and anything in the aim to give you some encouragement, some hope. We do some storytelling, and we firmly believe that vulnerability is a strength. And yeah, welcome Mary Rose.
Yay, welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for agreeing to be on here. I mean, I feel like it's long overdue. We've been wanting to have a podcast session together.
Mm-hmm.
But we've collabed on different things, and she was a great help and support for a lot of my creative endeavors, and I think we've always been just very supportive. But actually, she's the one who inspired me a lot when it comes to vlogging, which I do not I do not count myself to be. But she's been vlogging for the longest time. I'd love to get into that. But and you saw in my last episode that you watched with me, or watched as an audience for one of my podcasts, which is I wanted to give you some flowers to share my appreciation and just intro from me about Mary, and then she'll formally introduce herself for those who may not be familiar with who Rice and Yeah is.
Oh my God.
So to me, Mary Rose is creative, hardworking, always positive. I kind of describe you as, like, you see everything with the half glass full rather than half glass empty, meaning she's very positive and optimistic. You are someone who's very thoughtful, like, aww. Ever since I can remember, like, you're so thoughtful in your gifts that you give. Oh my gosh, I look forward to mainly Mary Rose's gift, not just because the gift itself, but the way she puts it together is so thoughtful, with a note, handcrafted. Oh my gosh, it's my favorite.
Oh, stop. Oh my god.
And you're very loyal, obviously. We've been friends ever since. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of affirm you with that.
Oh my god.
But would you like to introduce who you are, what you do, anything about you?
Anything? Well, hi guys, my name is Mary Rose. I'm currently a senior at University of Maryland. It's my last semester. My major is communication studies, and I do a lot of social media platforms, such as like Instagram and some YouTube stuff. I'm currently a director for the Buzz FCA subgroup at FCA's. So that's one of my main creative pathways right now, while I'm still finishing up my senior year at Maryland.
Yay! Oh, my bunny's here.
Oh my god, it scared me. Got bugs? Bugs?
I'm super excited for today's episode, because even though we've been friends for so long, I feel like as we get older, we find less and less time to hang out. So every time we have the chance to hang out right now, despite our busyness, it's always so fun. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've always wanted to talk more about with you is your creative journey, because, I mean, I've been a part of Throwback to Pomari, and
oh my god,
those videos are gone.
Are they though?
I have them. They're just private.
Okay.
cool. We've had our fair share in some cringy moments on YouTube doing covers, but I feel like that was a great beginning of our creative journey and sharing and documenting a lot of things. But you did way more when it came to YouTube. What year did you start, or what age did you start YouTube?
I started like when we were in like end of middle school, beginning of high school. Wow. So since we were like 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
I just remembered like we'd always, when we were doing Bomari at the time, oh my God, I don't even want to think about that. We were like taking turns and like who's uploading and stuff.
Oh my
and
God, then, wait, a team?
I don't know. Wow. One team? I don't know about that. But we were like, I remembered we'd like schedule like, okay, we're gonna do this at your house and we're gonna do this cover. And then we'll like
professional
organize it. I'm like, oh, do we really?
But hey, we tried.
We did try. And then we have we had like a small fan base like among our friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think every once in a while, sometimes our old friends, they ask me like, when's Amari coming back? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, basically, for those who don't know, Pomari was a trio that we had when back in middle school with me, Mary, and Mara. And we were just known to be the girls who were always singing at the events, in the hallways, on YouTube. But it was really nice for those who really supported us. I mean, of course, we've all improved in different ways, and you know, our paths have shifted over time. But that was such a nice and supportive kind of season during that age we had, like to have that community support us in that way. So yeah, that was really fun. But for you personally, how did you get into creating? Why do you do it?
For me, when I first started creating videos, I thought of it as like a more of a memento for me, like learning like some songs that were really popular during that year, and something that is also in my interest. And then throughout the years, I've tried to edit with what I've had from the past. So any like, I think I started with like Windows Movie Maker, like on our home computer. Throwback, and then from there I'm like, okay, I want to like get better equipment and like improve my craft. But then at the time I didn't really think that I would go more into video editing while I'm getting older. It was more of like, ooh, okay, I like to sing, I want to make music, blah blah blah. But throughout the years, I like realized like, okay, maybe music isn't really my thing, but I'm really enjoying editing.
Yeah.
Putting all like the memes and stuff, the funny clips, and like having people laugh about it was like sparking my interest in editing. So from there on, I just started like learning more skills and like getting more into specific softwares and maybe improving the camera equipment. Most of my videos on YouTube was from my phone. Not a lot of people knew. So when they asked, I'm like, yeah, it's just from my iPhone 5. They're like, what? Really? I'm like, yeah. And I just edit on whatever I have.
Yeah.
So now I have a camera and I have like, I'm using like better software. But I'm still learning and developing like my craft as I go. And once I'm done with like class this fall, I'll definitely have way more time to learn more skills and get my creative stuff going, like this girl over here. Yee.
I'm trying my best.
I love it.
I love it because, yeah, I remember when Mary just started on her phone. And then, of course, starting at that age, monetizing and like it was just so, YouTube was so different back then. And so as you've been in it for so long, has there ever been like a period where you're like, I don't know, burnt out, or just you're trying your best to like keep up with like algorithms? Was that ever a part of your journey that hindered you?
I'd say yes. I know for one, I remembered I set up a schedule for myself. It was like,
back then or now?
Oh, back then. It was I mean, I tried. every Saturday at 1, I would try to post something. But then as, I was keeping up with the schedule and posting stuff, I wasn't satisfied with what I had. I think that was when my burnout actually started. So I had to, accept the fact that, okay, I won't edit on Saturday because the video that I'm posting isn't what I wanted. So I'd push it back to, the next Saturday, but then I get stuck into another burnout. It's like a fork in the road because, again, the video isn't what I wanted. Mm. But then slowly, gradually, we get busy as we are getting older. So it's more of oh, no, I don't have time for the videos that I want to make. But now it's coming back to, okay, I'm going to have more time to make videos now.
So would you say you learned to give yourself more grace over time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Were you ever hard on yourself, during that process? Like you said, you wish that you had more time, or you wanted to meet a certain deadline, or you really want to get something out. Were you ever, hard on yourself?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah, there were definitely times when I was really hard on myself. If there was, a specific trend that I wanted to do or a cover of a song, I'd want to make sure I'm uploaded, that week, but then at the same time, it's not what I like because it's too rushed in a way. And then I don't want to stress myself too much if I don't know a certain song that I want to put out and it's popular. Then I'd slowly burn out from that.
Yeah.
But I it took me some time to be more graceful to myself when I want to upload something. But slowly I tell myself it's okay, there's people out there, friends and family, who are waiting for what you want to bring next. So there shouldn't be a certain schedule, but for consistency, I do want to have a schedule, set deadlines, so I have a goal I can meet at the end of the day.
And that's one thing I've always admired. This girl's bullet journals are insane. I try to get into bullet journaling, and I do love journaling, but I feel bullet journaling is just not for me because I'm just very, I feel my brain is faster than how I write. So, yeah, and then I become a perfectionist, so then I focus too much on, how it looks rather than what it means to me personally. But, yeah, her bullet journals are so nice. And I think that's one thing I also want to learn more about you. When, I guess, creating and curating and documenting everything a part of your life, what is the significance and the importance of documenting things, because that's been your entire life. How was it before, how is it now, why is it such an important thing to you?
At first I didn't really think of it as documenting when I first started. It was more of okay, just for fun, I'm gonna see what I can do, maybe I can make this into a video type of thing. And it started to be really fun, and I really loved it. I always go back to my old videos to see, how much I've grown as a person. Stuff like that. And then I'm like, oh, my God. I see the difference of quality and time from each, my first vlog that y'all can't see no more, and then the recent vlog that I've uploaded, I think. Should be up there. The recent vlog that I had, you can see the difference of how much time I've put into both videos, and just see the growth, and even if seeing people from old vlogs still be in the newer vlogs. See us grow as friends and as people
that is together so in a cool. video. I'm just gaining so much knowledge from her, because even before this episode, we were editing, ran into so many technical difficulties. I'm still very new to this video podcast world, and so I've run into a lot of trial and error, and I'm thankful that she's here to help me out. So for you, what does it take to create or put out content when it comes to creating, What is different from when you first started to now? I know you talked more about like you excelling, but and getting better and improving your craft, but in terms of kind of your motivations and what you do, because now you do it in a bigger spectrum, like you're helping others create and put out things with your clubs and all of that. So how's that been, creating for other people rather than just for yourself?
For one, when I'm creating for others, I really want to understand their mission, their main statement of like why they're doing this, who are they aiming it for. I learned this in my crisis communication class. Just like learning like their message on what they want to give to their community, and what kind of content they do want to bring, and the certain audiences that they want to aim for, especially since I'm part of like the subgroup for like FCA Buzz FCA, and I've had like experiences of helping Sailing Cerebral, which is like one of my intern social media experiences that also helped me figure out what I actually want to do with my life. That's going to be mostly towards like PR, helping like with local businesses. Hopefully like I can make more videos when I go to like small business places.
So is this something you've always wanted for a long time, or you figured that out later?
I figured it out later because I realized after like seeing like all these local businesses in the DMV, I see like my own potential in helping, like, oh, I can help them do this and this, and like show their best side of what they want to show to others. So
love that. That's also another thing I wanted to bring up, because just knowing you as a friend, for me personally, I've seen you grow, you know, inside and outside of social media. And, you know, I think me too, like I was very timid as a child, and I'm glad that we kind of grew together. And for someone to be in front of a camera, like it took me a while to be in front of this camera. Like it was not until last year where I really, like I would do vlogs here and there, but still then I was not comfortable talking to a camera. It was way more, I felt way more comfortable like just behind a mic and nobody seeing my face, nobody seeing my background. But for you being so used to being in front of a camera, would you consider yourself as a confident person, or how would you describe that? Because some people like me aren't as confident in front of the camera. So how do you see yourself? Would you consider yourself to be confident, and has your art ever taken played a role in kind of your confidence?
I think I'd see myself as like that, a confidence that was in progress. So from here, I mean, I've gained the habit of like looking at the camera, like I'm not too scared of it.
I'm still like looking like, everywhere.
No, it's okay. It's definitely a progress. I mean, when I try to look at the camera, actually when I'm looking at the camera, I make sure I'm looking at the audience. Like I'm thinking about who I'm talking to while I'm looking into the camera. Write that down. So it helps me like deliver my story with whatever I'm speaking to, like making sure not just the audience like listening, also the people who are watching feel like they're also in the room, making them present. Even though it's like a camera, but it's like you have to think about who else is watching.
Right.
So if it's like Gil watching, hey babe. So definitely, that's like one of the tips that I would say to help like boost confidence. Yeah. Looking at that thing over there.
Yeah. So then what pushed you to get in front of the camera? Like, did you just have the confidence to be in front? Because, you know, when you're in front of a camera, you're and especially on YouTube, you have a big audience like looking at you. You have like another lens on you. Did that not scare you at all?
I think at first, I don't think I was too afraid since we've had exposure from like all of the talent show things that we had before. But then I had to think about like, it was still a little awkward for me at first when I was like doing a cover in for my YouTube channel. Like the first one that I did my AJ Raphael cover when my mom left the house. I ran to get my camera into the living room. I tried to do it as fast as I can. I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Was that first AJ Raphael cover?
Y'all don't know about that, do you?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I did it like once, like my mom left. Okay, I'm gonna do it as fast as I can. I know the song and I want to upload it. So that was like when I guess when I first started with the camera, but like it was still kind of new to me. But then, you know, as I like grew up, I'm more like used to looking at like the camera and things like that. So y'all don't know about that.
Well, that's why I respect it so much, because you started out of genuine just passion for what you like to do, or just wanting to share your love for singing and creating, rather than a place of just like, you know, to show off or something like that. And I remember those times.
Stinky. Gross.
Oh my gosh. All right, so what are you most proud of in terms of your art and also as a person? Because I think, although we can separate them, I think whatever we put into, like me doing this podcast or my business or you with your vlogs, and you're creating, what are you most proud of since that time?
Since that
AJ Raphael cover.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. I mean, there were like a few covers that blew up a little bit, so it gained some traction. I think one of the things that I'm really proud of is like the whole like Buzz FCA subgroup that helped me stay more put with video editing and keeping my spark of content creating while I'm still in college. I'm pretty proud of like the team that we have and the content that we've made so far, and also like the future projects that we're doing this month as well. It's helped me be like more patient as a person at working with a team, since I'm always like doing stuff on my own, but I have to bring some type of trust to my teammates that I know that they're gonna also do their part as well.
Yeah.
And then I think you said like confidence
in, or not confidence,
or like
what are you most proud of?
Most proud of.
Yeah.
And then I think personally, as a person, what I'm most proud of is being more optimistic. So as a person, I'm surprised by the amount of friends that I've made from just like being more open to who I am and not like creating like a second face or anything, or feeling like self-doubt about who I am, since like what's there to be self-doubting about if I'm like
were you always like, did you ever self-doubt yourself throughout the process?
I think sometimes thought that I was putting a second face, but then at the same time that second face is really similar to who I am, so I'm
love
like
that. I
so, like,
love that.
Let's just put it together.
I love that. No, oh my gosh, that is so true. I struggle with that too, but then I had the same realization, like Pauline Ponders is very much the same as Pauline, you know what I mean? And I think, I mean, in times where I felt like unworthy, or I felt like I was not good enough, those were the times where I felt like, oh, I shouldn't even call myself Pauline Ponders, because I can't, you know, keep up with the expectations that come with Pauline Ponders. Same thing, I'm sure, like, you want to keep up with being Ryson, and so you have to continue and being consistent with your schedule and putting out really good content every time and being better the next time. But that's, like, that's not really the case. It's, like, really about how people should see passion before, you know, perfect product. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I like to think of it like, okay, I heard this from, like, this YouTuber I like, because his name is Corey Genshin. So he says that Corey equals Corey Kenshin, but Corey Kenshin doesn't equal Corey. So it like shows
Wait, is
like
he a gamer?
No, yeah, he's a
I think
gamer.
My brother watches him.
So I'm like, oh my god, that. I can relate.
Yeah.
He like he makes sure that his YouTube persona isn't representing his own personal persona, because they are technically two separate things, but as like a viewer, you don't know who Corey really is as a person. It's just like as the gamer. So like same thing for us, we have like online personas, but it's like, do you really know who we are? Even though we look like, I mean, I'm not saying like we're fake, but like even though like we bring this like nice persona on social media platforms, they don't really know like who we really are, like beyond like what we do in our everyday lives and things like that. But like in a way it's still like us.
Yeah,
but that doesn't make us us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we definitely don't want to be defined by our handle. Like, we don't want to be solely just defined by the persona we have online. And I think it should be a continual, like, goal to have them be very similar, you know? Of course, like, Instagram and social media is for highlights. But, yeah, I think, I mean, just as a viewer of yours and as a friend, I think you've done a great job in being Rice and Yeah and Mary, like, it being intertwined, so... Yeah, no fakeness here.
No fakeness. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know who we're adding.
Who are we adding?
My teacher.
great. So I also wanted to ask. So I know when we have a online presence, especially nowadays, comparison is a huge thing. Did you ever find yourself comparing yourself to maybe some other creators, or other YouTubers throughout your journey? She's like, no, I've been confident.
Yeah, no, I don't even know who these people are. Just kidding. Maybe a few. Probably, like, girls. Like, some content creator girls who do maybe, like, vlogging, like maybe, like, every week, every day. Like, I kind of compare myself, like, oh, you know, if they're doing, like, if they have school, work, and doing YouTube, I could probably do the same as well. But then I think about, like, oh, I don't know what their situation is, so that's why they have so much time to do more videos and do, like, A, B, and C. Well, I'm thinking, like, mentally for me, I can't really do everything at once, but, like, I know that I could, but at the same time, that content wouldn't be as great as the other person, like, balancing that, like, A, B, and C together.
That makes sense. Yeah, because I think we can definitely be inspired by people, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to follow their template, you know? I think that's something I learned, too. I was like, I need to be realistic. Like, there's no way I can do everything that all of these vloggers or creators are doing when I also have my own set of priorities. And I think one of the dangers is, like, being so pressed on trying to maintain, like, this creator lifestyle. Like, I don't even want to say influencer. I hate that word already. creators, some people misuse it. But, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, you don't – I want to try to stray away from it consuming me, and then also trying to compare myself to others and where I'm not making authentic things. You know what I mean? Which we can sometimes get into. But, yeah. So what is your – creative process? I mean, vlogging, I guess it's like what you do on the daily, but do you ever come across times where you have a certain theme or like a certain like message you want to put across, or certain moments that you wanted to share, or is it more whatever you're feeling?
I think it's whatever I'm feeling. I mean, that recent video, I posted a video about me going to Kushi or whatever. So I thought it was just a perfect opportunity to start, like, the whole foodie, like, adventures type of videos that I can put on, like, Instagram and things like that. Again, like, I think one of my messages that I wanted to put out for that, for, like, a video is, like, I want people to see this because it's interesting and I want people to go to these certain things. So luckily I did it for, like, me and Muck's like 14th anniversary, and like bring more attraction to tell people about like Kushi's new location, because I don't think many people know about like the recent location since it's still like soft opening the day that I went with him. So it's also like bringing awareness, like, oh, you guys should check this place out. If like if Pike and Rose location is like full, might as well go to the one in downtown. And there's also the Philo Cafe in Rockville that also opened up. They're also a soft opening, so I'd love to like check them out as well. And then also bringing like more like awareness, traction, like, you guys should come here. Bring more awareness to like new open
small businesses.
So that's like one of my messages, like, mainly with what I'm trying to bring, like one of my messages when I'm making videos, like, hey guys, this is cool. Go over here.
Check it out. Well, it's nice. You're sharing your experiences with others, and a lot of it is of value. And also, it gets you out of your comfort zone. Like, I mean, when we're younger, like, we did not really go out to many places. And of course, it comes with age. Like, we have more freedom as we get older. But yeah, to be able to share it with others is also really cool, I think, that we get to do as creators.
I know. I mean, I don't think we would be able to do it, like, if we were younger, because we'd have our, like, parents in the back.
Like, where are you?
Anak, what are you doing over there, huh? why are you hot talking to a phone?
Mom. Oh, my God.
So, like, it's definitely different now since we're a little older.
Yeah. Time flies by. Oh, my goodness.
God, we look the same, though.
We do. Same height. So what would you say, what is some encouragement for those who maybe want to get into video creating, or any type of medium where it involves creativity and documenting and sharing? What would be your best advice for them, for those who want to start and maybe have no idea where to start?
I'd say understand your purpose on why you want to do it first, then thinking about a certain video you want to make, just to make sure that your mission, your statement that you're trying to relay to your audience is what you want to give to your people or whoever's watching, just so they make sure that you have some type of purpose to do a certain video, than just like throwing it into the, I don't know, what do you call it, like, pool of fish, hoping, like, someone will eat it, or, like, someone will, like, think it's cool. Just make sure you have a purpose for what you want to do in social media and where you want to go with it. And then also, confidence takes time, so please don't be afraid to feel, like, a little awkward about being in front of a camera and like mentioning like, hey, it's like my first video. If you want to help, like, comment down like what do you want, what would be best and stuff like that, and just be ready for like some encouragement, maybe some like constructive criticism.
Oh my god, critical thinking.
No, but yeah, like, be ready for constructive criticism, because it'll help like in the long run while you're progressing with like confidence and learning like about your mission.
What would you say to your younger self, your younger Rysenia, Mary Rose, that kid that was creating in her room, waiting for her parents to leave so she can record and have some peace and quiet, using your phone. What phone did you have?
Girl, I got a 5.
You had a 5?
I don't got a 5 no more.
Yeah, right. We upgraded.
Hey.
Yeah, what would you say to your younger self?
Oh, my God. Well, I'd say that keep wearing your rubber bands because it's good for your teeth. Oh. Slay braces. And then just keep going. You're doing great.
Yeah.
People don't even know that we were filming on an iPhone, right, girl?
Right.
You're doing great. I feel like the mom from Kim Kardashian. She's like, you're doing great, sweetie, with the camera. That's how I feel. That's what I say to my little self.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I think, I don't know, when I was younger, I've always seen myself to create. I didn't really know, I knew what I wanted to do in terms of creating, and that was like fine arts back then, but I think one of my pieces of advice and encouragement to anyone who wants to share their art. And again, art is subjective, so it can be in many different forms, whether it's through writing or video or music. There's so many different outlets. But what I would say to my younger self is don't limit yourself. I think that's what like stunted my growth a little bit, because I felt like I needed to stay in one medium. And that's how I constitute myself as a creator now, because I use artist still, but I like to use creator because there's just so many mediums that we can take on. Like Mary Rose has excelled not only, I don't think you've only excelled in like video, but I'm sure writing was involved and planning and organizing. And, you know, that's an art form itself, to be honest.
Girl, I'm just clean.
Okay? I'm just organized. I'm just OCD. No. But it's true. Like, we should not limit ourselves to just one thing. And I think it was really good that you said that. It's good to start with a purpose first. Because when you start with purpose, all the other things doesn't matter anymore. Like the followers, the clout, the views, the whatever metrics there are in that world. It doesn't matter anymore, because you're just totally doing what you love.
So yeah, you're doing it for you. And eventually, you know, some maybe followers or viewers will trickle in. But remembering to having that same purpose of what you're doing. And like maybe like having reassurance from others, like the support that they're giving is like really all what you really need. Yeah. Instead of like the clout or fake followers or fake views or something like that. So yeah. We don't need that.
I mean, we could use a little money here and there, but we don't
Girl!
Need it.
She got a whole 15% off.
No, I'll be super transparent. Like, I don't get jack from my podcast, and I'm almost at 100 episodes.
That's okay.
I mean, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, there were times where I compared myself or wished that I could be doing more, and I wish I could have used my video way before, because it's already almost 3 years of doing this. But one thing I've learned is that there's a time for everything. There's no way I would have had time to invest in video and learning how to edit. Like, I didn't make time before. And so what matters is now. And having grace for yourself and taking baby steps towards that goal, and just having fun. I feel like, yeah, we shouldn't be too serious about it, you know what I mean? And that's why I love hanging out with Mary, because we just act like we're 14 again, 15. Like,
oh my god, you're gonna make me cry, Colleen.
She's like my outlet when it comes to corniness, because that's how like our friendship is grounded. Like, corniness, not taking life too seriously, making ridiculous jokes. I'm grateful that we're still in each other's lives.
I'm definitely grateful. I didn't even know. It's like my Wednesdays are like for Pauline now. She said, come over, I'm free on Wednesdays. I was like, say less, I'm gonna come over after class.
Yeah,
so it's like I'm really grateful to see you like every week. No, you're gonna make me cry.
You already did.
Okay, thanks guys for watching. I love you too, girl. Oh my god.
Yeah, and we're getting older, and time really, that's why it's like, it's so sentimental to think about and to reflect about who we were before. Like, we've been creating for so long, but the people that we were before is like so different than who we are today.
It's really different.
Like, Mary to me back then, and you know, I could be wrong, but like, she was very timid and shy and, you know, home and sheltered. And now she's bloomed and she's blossomed and she knows so many people. Like, our circles used to be this small, like, in terms of people. And now it's like, we know everybody, which is a blessing itself. And it's just, it's like I said, when you continue to do it out of passion and out of love and care for people, like, and you focus on that, then you become more grateful and don't care about the followers, because you meet people that's something you can't buy, you know what I mean? You gain new skills also something you can't buy. Exactly. You can buy equipment, but it's like literally what I've learned is like you can buy all the equipment you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy all the and I feel like some people may start with that, buying equipment first before even learning and knowing why they're doing it in the first place, and then end up not using it and it's just left on a shelf. So yeah, I think it's very important to know your why. And if you have it, then you might be doing it as long as we have.
Yeah, girl. we understand our why now.
Oh,
that's why we're doing it.
It's a journey. It's mm-hmm. a journey. Sometimes you're just doing it out of, like, you just got to do it. But also, that's another thing to note. Like, it's so important to just show up. Like, sometimes we may not feel good enough to post something, good enough to upload. Maybe you had, like, a really bad week, a really bad day. But sometimes just showing up makes all the difference, you know. Or even just doing it behind, like, the camera. Like, practicing your passion. Practicing singing by yourself without a camera is also mm-hmm. something to keep you grounded. So
yeah, girl, just download some instrumentals on YouTube and then just put them on your computer and just sing.
Yeah,
those are fun too. Oh yeah, I do that. So oh shit.
Well, that's the thing with Mary. Like, I'm so like I do too much, and where like I always sometimes, and I'll be honest with this. Sometimes I will think like, oh, this is content. Like, I can use this. I should record this. But I feel like for you, at least, I mean, I've noticed that you not all the time are you vlogging, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like I don't vlog as much. It's because I keep telling myself to like live in the moment of most things, but then sometimes it's like, oh, maybe I should vlog, but then at the same time I'm like enjoying what's going on, so I don't want to feel too like doubting myself or like a little corrupted, like oh, I have to get this so it'll look good for this and this. So it's more of like I film and then I just leave it in my camera.
Honestly,
it's like I'll edit it later in like the next 6 months.
Yeah,
so
that's how it be though.
Be like that.
I've learned that too. I'm like, I'm not gonna post this.
Yeah, I'll just post it in like a year or something.
Yeah, and I think that's good too. Like to not think that everything has to be content, which I like had to learn myself because I was really getting into podcasting at one point. I even went to like courses on for creatives and like blah blah blah. But when I went through that class, like it showed me more and more of why I didn't want to be called an influencer, like meet up to all these expectations that these people have like or put on us. And so yeah, I'm super grateful for that we're able to share all of these things with you guys.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Mary Rose? Anything to look forward to? Anything coming up?
Oh, wait, when are you planning to upload this? Oh, yeah.
This should be coming out hopefully 2 weeks.
2 weeks? So yeah. That's like the... Because I want to say like... Let's fill... well, it's this week, but I'll do next week. So like next week, like the 29th, we have like our FCA D6 tournament volleyball. I think I'll be playing, but like I'll be on the court if you guys want to check the Rockville Sportsplex. $5 admission.
Nice.
And like it's like Filipino American History Month, definitely find some like activities to do to like learn about your Filipino culture and things like that, since I've been drenched in like Filipino history doing all these videos for this month. So
are you grateful though that you've been learning more about the culture?
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh my god, I'm like, I learned so much from FCA, so I'm so glad that I took that confidence to go into FCA in person and like learn about like culture and Filipino history.
Yeah like she's been showing me her vlogs with FCA, and she's the one that holds the microphone and interviews people, and also she's on a podcast, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, I am on a podcast,
so she's elevating in many different ways.
Ooh,
and
ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's another fear that we all eventually have to get over, is like stepping out and getting over our fears and approaching people, talking to people, because you'll never know what opportunities arise until we show up and get out of our comfort zone. So yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks, Mary.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
No. I gotta close out.
Oh yeah, you're should right.
Should we sing? I'm just kidding.
Should we sing? What are we gonna sing?
I don't know. We should not sing.
I'm just kidding. I was thinking of a Filipino.
If you want to hear us sing,
oh God, no.
Let us know.
Find Pauline Turla on YouTube.
Actually, I'm using our old account.
No, there's another Pauline Turla.
You don't need to search that. I don't know how to delete that account. So
if you see a video of us in California King Bed, that's not us, okay?
Dude. Oh my gosh. But everyone, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If you made it this far, thank you, Mary Rose, for being here. Again, this is one of the most influential women. Wow, woman.
I'm women.
I'm women. one of the most influential women. Grammar.
Girl, you're saying it right. What are you talking about? Okay, you're whatever. Fine.
In my life personally, and of course, there are many other people. And if you have any, people in your life, affirm them why they're important to you. We're really highlighting how beautiful and unique and complex the life is, not just as a woman, but just as humans. And I'm looking forward to our future episodes within the series. You're going to hear some good stuff, and hopefully I get my mom on here. And hopefully what you hear, what you see right now comes out, because I've been having so many technical issues. But like we talked about today, it's a process.
It's a process.
You just gotta learn through every mistake. But as long as we're learning and not staying in the same place, that's all that matters. So, I'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to subscribe to Possip and Ponder. Also, follow our Instagram. Follow Rice and Yam Instagram and on... Or is that your handle on YouTube?
What? It's just Mary Rosario.
Mary Rosario. We'll put the links below.
Yeah.
And please support and check out her stuff, because it's high quality content.
Yeah, guys. Sure. Continue supporting Pauline with her journey. Thanks. She's doing great. Thanks. I'm very proud of you, by the way. Thanks. Keep going.
Well... before we cry, we'll see you in the next one. Don't forget to always love, to always be curious, and to always ponder. Bye.
Bye. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
Cut.
That's only singing you're getting.
Boy, if it's going to be in there.